What does all this mean? Why would we want to do that? What's the purpose?
Oh, he's taking the big fatty census. He wants to know your input.
You're more than a few days behind
on
that.
What you'd like to hear on the BFO. I already deleted it, but
And the voice line is 206-337-1438.
Yes, and you know, please call him so he has something to play.
I couldn't believe how many questions there were, and question 237 just made me embarrassed.
You got embarrassed about question 237.
So which one did it for you, Turnipin?
Wait, 237?
I picked answer B.
What the fuck? 237? Wait a minute, I didn't get that long a form. You're making it up.
It took me 4.5 hours to fill it out.
You're making a shit up. I know you are. You bastards. you're just wrong. Anyway.
You should have gone with it.
Yes, and also, if you have any comments for Kathy Bacon, please call the BFO.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I already deleted it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 75 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of July, 2012. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. I'll show y'all. Gonna tell you about the weekend and probably some census stuff. Yes, we're ready. Latecomers, Big Fatty, I think I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I cannot believe that this month is almost over. Y'all, the month of the BFO census is almost over, but you know what? What, Big Fatty?
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. It's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
And it's not too late for Mexicans either.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Big Freddy, I guess that's the last time you'll play that. You're right, Poodle McNoodle, because y'all, after today, it'll be too late. Too late, but y'all, there's still time. You can call 206-337-1438. You can send Big Fatty an e-letter, or you can still request the long form today, y'all, because the month's not over till tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I want to go over here and just catch up on folks that that have responded. This does not include the long forms that have come back now by any means. Y'all, Eric in the Denvers sent me an e-letter. Says, Big Fatty, I've written you once or twice before, but I've mostly been a lurker. I'm de-lurking to ask you for the census forms. You can count on me. And so I sent that out to him. And anyway, so Eric and y'all, I'm not sure if I've gotten it back yet or not, but I'm sure I probably have. But anyway, then I heard from, let's just go over here, and y'all, it just takes me a second, because there's all kinds of, things here. Big Fatty, let's see, y'all, Miss Lauren, y'all, who has done all of the artwork for Census Month, she writes to Big Fatty and says, yes, Big Fatty, you can count on me. La 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 Lauren loves the BFO because Big Fatty is the sweetest old fat thing I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, balls and all. Y'all, it's true. Oh, y'all, that is, what is that? Y'all, that is Mabrofkas. Y'all, it says, I truly hope our paths cross again someday. I have the gin and tonic with two limes waiting for you. And for the record, I've been listening to Big Fatty since he was on the LFC in 2006. It's true. I've had the Fat One in my ears for 6 years. Big Fatty, poor thing. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now, Miss Lauren. That's just lovely. Y'all, the boss boy says, Brick Rider, can you send me the thick long form? Dirty. Yes, and y'all, I did. And I believe I've gotten that one back. But anyway, y'all, Eric in Bakersfield. You know, he requested the long form, and y'all, I believe, let me just see here. I think he sent me let me just see. Yes, I believe this is it right here. Yes, he said, Big Freddy, I could hardly sleep last night. As I was going to sleep, I saw on the news that the Ford is recalling the 2013 Escape due to a fire potential. Did you know, didn't know if you had the 12 or 13, you should contact Ford. Just to be safe, and while you're at it, send me the long form, Eric in the Bakersfield. And y'all, I did that. And y'all, be like I've mentioned before, Big Fatty has the 2012. So anyway, y'all, that Blue Jeans guy, David, he sent in his long form, and y'all, he sent the long form in, and y'all, and then he says, and just in case some of my answers didn't come through well, and y'all, he filled out the e-letter with them in there also. Y'all, EJ. No, not EJ. Yes, EJ. Y'all, Eric. E-R-I-Q. Big Fatty, you are a Q. Says, our dearest Big Fatty and Ms. McNoodle. From a rather shy, introverted fan way up north. I have been listening to you for a few years now, and I am de-lurking for a bit in order to tell you how much I love your little show and to participate in little senses. I know it's getting near the end of the month, but I promise I will have the long form done in a day and get it back to you. This census is very, very important after all. I am not a Mexican, but I live in sort of a gay wasteland kind of place. Hey, Frequency. And tuning into the BFO every few days puts my gay mind at ease. And I am perhaps one of the few people who are delighted when you have no content. Big Fatty, he's delighted quite a bit. What could be funnier than listening to you fumble for content, pulling blabs out of thin air? Hilarious! I'm not making fun or being ugly, I swear. You make me laugh, but you also keep me and many others company on our trips at work or in the garden. And you are a pod friend, for lack of a better word. I don't have an iPhone or an absorbent iPad, so no apps for me. I am not always so good with the computers, but every week I look forward to hearing fabulously eloquent shows. Big Fatty, are you sure he's still talking about the BFO? And train wrecks alike, I guess he is. I listen to about 50 podcasts, and you are mentioned on so many for a good reason. Your heart extends outward towards many other hearts. Don't get vulgar about extending outward. Thank you for what you do for us, and if I'm ever in South Kakalaki, I'll be sure to holler at you. Oh, and I want the thick, long census form. Thanks. And y'all, I believe I sent that to him. Let me just verify that here. Big Fatty. I wrote him back and I said such kind words. And y'all, what have I done here? Big Fatty, who knows? Eric, I don't know if I sent that back. Yeah, I guess I did. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty, move forward. Alright, so we did that. Y'all, Big Fatty, you're making Eric with a Q's day. I have received from KC in Denver. You know, he was the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, he sent in part two of his census, and he says, "Hey, everybody, here's the appendage. Appendix to the 2012 census. You can count on me." And y'all, he is wearing a lovely blue nasty pig. Big Freddy, that sounds just like you. Jockstrap. Is it jockstrap or is it underpants? I don't know. It may be underpants, y'all. Y'all, if you're not familiar with the Nasty Pig brand, go over to nastypig.com and take a look at it because it's lovely. And y'all, then the last picture, Casey in Denver kind of pokes out of his underpants. And y'all, if I haven't mentioned it before, he has an enormous penis. Enormous penis. And Casey, I really wish we were going to see you and your enormous penis in Vegas. Eric in the Seattle, y'all, all the Erics with a Q or a K or whatever. Eric in the Seattle wrote and said, "Oh dear Gussie, I almost missed the deadline. I love me a long form, so please send one my way. Thank you, big fat one." XOXO, Eric in the Seattles, and y'all, it went out. You know, you gotta look out for that Eric in the Seattles. And y'all, finally, Greg B. He is in the Kansas City, out there with that Jonong, Ching Chong Jonong. Big Freddy, that's racist. Y'all, this is, "Hey, Big Freddy, you can count on me to procrastinate and put things off to the last minute, but count me in. Been with you since the days of the old LFC, and I love your little show. Thanks for keeping me company 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And please say hello to Poodle McNoodle for you." Poodle McNoodle, Greg B. says hello. "Lovely, Big Freddy. That's just lovely." Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. And so I guess I have one last thing about the census, y'all. You know, we read that one long form last week that just took forever. And y'all, I'd asked for people to submit their guesses. And y'all, I got several guesses. All of them were wrong except for one, y'all. And I would like to announce right now that the one and only Cronehaven has correctly guessed who the mystery long form was from. It says, "My dear Big Fatty, I'd be mighty surprised if your mysterious census respondent was anything. Big Fatty, you can't even read. Anyone other than Toppy Smelly. As I am his number one stalker, I think I recognize his quote-unquote voice. Back to lurking, Cronehaven." Cronehaven, you are correct. You are absolutely correct. And y'all, you heard Toppy Smelly and the kids from over there at the Stick It With the Poke at the beginning of today's little show. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are getting inching closer and closer to the Pride 48 big event out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, don't forget, later tonight, Monday night, the 30th of July, is our next State of the Station little show over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, just go on over there and join us in the chat room at 8 p.m. Eastern in the only time zone that matters. Y'all, I'll just update you real quick. We have, right now, we have 46 people that are coming. But y'all, I know there are many more that have not reported into to Big Fatty that they're coming. Some of them are the suits, by the way. And I'm looking at those cocktails and curmudgeons. But we have a new one, y'all. Tom, who is from, I believe he is from Houston. He's a big lurker who is going to de-lurk in a big way in Vegas with the whole Pride 48 gang. And y'all, he has sent in his information. And y'all, I see that he asked for the census too. Big Fatty, you didn't send it to him. Y'all, I'll have to get that right out to him. Y'all, he loves the little show because No, he says he's going to do his census now. He loves the little show because it gives him a whole new perspective on puppet shows. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, just thought I would bring you up to date on what I did over the weekend. Y'all, by the way, it is getting ready to storm here in Charleston. So, anyway, y'all on Friday came home from the coal mine. Or y'all left the coal mine and y'all, I went by the Hospitalo. To see Miss Kitty, because you know Miss Kitty had some surgery in midweek, and y'all, something went terribly wrong, but he's doing fine. They kept him until Saturday, but y'all, he is home now. But y'all, there was some internal bleeding, and y'all, if you're eating your Cheerios, you're probably going to shoot Cheerios out of your nose because it's so vulgar. But y'all, his testicular area, that big old sack of beef, Fatty, please. Y'all, it filled up to the size of a grapefruit, of a large grapefruit. And y'all, he has been in some pain, but he is home now. And his favorite dancing girl, Olive, is taking good care of him. And y'all, so if you see him on the Twitty, wish him well. And y'all, I am telling you about that with his permission, because I wasn't sure if he wanted people to know that he had bigger balls than Big Fatty. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, but then I came home on Friday night, and y'all, I watched the Olympics, y'all. Y'all, did you watch the Olympic opening ceremonies, y'all? I gotta say, I really enjoyed it. The musical part wasn't really my favorite part, but you know, I'm not a music kind of person. But I think it was appropriate for that, y'all. I absolutely loved the smokestacks being built and how they rolled up the grass and the huts and the took the livestock out of there, and it became the industrial age, and they forged the Olympic rings. And y'all, I loved it when those were flying in and they formed the big rings. And y'all, then what else did I like? I really liked that they had that hill and everything. Also, y'all, the queen, y'all, I think she was constipated. The queen was constipated. And Big Fatty, are you sure it wasn't you? No, it wasn't me, trust me. But y'all, I absolutely loved her and James Bond parachuting into the opening ceremony. I thought it was lovely, y'all. The old gal, she's got a sense of humor, and she was a good sport, I'll say that. But constipated nonetheless. Then the Parade of Nations, I always enjoy that. And oh, dang, I see, y'all, and there are some delicious things. Y'all, I had a couple of interesting tweets from people. I believe my youngest daughter said that she saved a tweet from the Chinese Mexico games 4 years ago, saying that Big Fatty enjoyed the Chinese hootenanny. And y'all, then somebody else, I don't remember who it was off the top of my head right now. Big Fatty, you probably shouldn't say it then. But somebody else said that they agreed 4 years ago when Big Fatty said that Michael Phelps looks like he was on the short bus, and he still does, except he's 4 years older. What do you think of his world records, Gavin?
I already deleted.
Oh, well, he's, yes, bye. Tell you more tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.